Bounce checks bring in big money. $120 million in fees for Minnesota banks 2 years ago, nearly $130 million last year, based on an industry average for 1995. Those figures may come as a surprise because most people don't bounce checks, but those who do tend to bounce a lot of checks.
Okay.
Kate Clancy is dialing into her bank to check the balance on her checking account.
It's kind of tedious, but at least, you know, you have peace of mind.
Clancy bounces a lot of checks, 16 last year. She says they're the result of a tight budget and miscalculations, like a rent check clearing the day before her paycheck is deposited. Clancy is a single parent who earned less than $16,000 last year. She has pawned possessions to cover bounce check fees and gone to the food shelf to avoid paying more. Clancy says she understands her bank, Norwest, wants to discourage customers from overdrawing their accounts, but she says the $21 fee is excessive.
If you're going to be writing checks and you don't know whether you have your money in the account, you know, that's something you shouldn't do. You could even get arrested for it. But $20, if I had $20 in my pocket right now, I'd feel all right. That's a lot of money for me. You know, it's a lot of money for anybody who's trying to make it with kids and try to get to work and keep the car running. And I think they should just be a little more reasonable.
Even though Norwest waived some of the fees, Clancy still paid nearly $300 in bounce check charges last year. The cost of bouncing checks has risen in the last several years, in some cases dramatically. Between 1991 and 1995, Norwest's bounce check fee in the Twin Cities market rose at twice the rate of inflation. At $21, it's now slightly higher than the national average for large banks.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Richard Foster is a bank consultant who argues high bounce check fees are out of line. Despite profit margins of several hundred percent, he says they're ultimately bad for business. Norwest has not raised its fee since 1995, but other Minnesota banks have. TCF's fee is the highest among the state's largest banks at $23, headed for $24 in October.
That almost shocks the conscience, particularly when you recognize that in general, the people who overdraw their accounts don't have very much money in the account to start with, and usually those customers are not in a very good position to argue with a bank or to negotiate with a bank concerning the fees.
TCF says banks in some other states charge much higher fees, and besides, customers who object can go to another bank. Norwest says customers who complain about the fee will probably be offered the Overdraft Protection Plan, a service that writes an instant loan to cover a check. But critics argue banks like customers such as Kate Clancy, who often overdraw their accounts but pay the fees. Clancy says despite 16 bounce checks, she was never offered overdraft protection, and each $21 fee chews up her income, raising the odds she'll bounce more checks and pay more fees.
And that's what bothers me the most, is because every time I think I'm going to have a surplus in my account, this happens and I never get out of the hole.
Excuse the term, she's stupid.
Jack Whittle is a nationally known bank consultant who urged banks to raise bounce check fees. He argued customers would not revolt because anyone who writes a bad check expects to be punished for it. Bankers say customers can easily avoid the fee by writing checks only when they have enough money in the account. Whittle says Kate Clancy has no one to blame but herself.
She shouldn't have a checking account. You know, a checking account is not for the poor and the indigent and everyone. It requires your certain discipline. You got to add, subtract, write down things, keep records, etc.
Though Whittle criticizes people who complain about bounce check fees, he says there's no question they're a profit center.
Oh, it's the most profitable product they got in smaller banks.
The banking trade press spread the word in the late 1980s and early 1990s that people who don't have the money to cover a check, paradoxically, are worth a lot of money in fees. One article ran under the title, Bounce Checks Boost Profits. It encouraged bankers not to shun customers who bounce checks, but to recognize how lucrative they can be. The article even detailed strategies to make customers bounce more checks. NSF fees are a source of income that's yours for the taking, it trumpeted. The article does not mention that bounce checks are so profitable because the cost of processing them is a fraction of the fees they bring in.
One of the main things I took from it was just that it only takes about, you know, 20, 30 seconds to process a check.
Leif Larson spent a summer processing bounce checks for a large Minnesota bank.
It's a completely standardized process. There's no special care or handling that goes into it generally. I just, you know, kind of came out with the same feeling I had going in, that this is a profit center for the bank. It's a place for them to make money.
I found that the banks are generating profits of $3 billion per year on bounced checks.
Janice Shields is a consumer rights advocate with the Ralph Nader Associated Institute for Business Research and a thorn in the side of the banking industry.
The bounced check fee is unconscionable given the huge markup.
The markup can be 500 to 600% or more, according to Shields' research. The Minnesota Bankers Association says the average bounced check fee in Minnesota is around $16, slightly less than the national average reported by the Federal Reserve. Nearly one-fifth of Minnesota banks charge $20 or more. Shields found processing a bounced check costs less than $3. And Virginia McGuire with the American Bankers Association does not dispute that calculation.
That's probably close, but I think it's irrelevant given the fact that this is a penalty fee in which the bank is trying to discourage you. It is not necessarily real closely tied to the cost because that is not the intent.
Even some critics of the fees acknowledge bounced checks are a hazard for banks. Dealing with them can be a costly chore, and each one confronts the bank with unattractive options. Let the check bounce and aggravate a customer, or cover the check at the bank's own risk. According to the Federal Reserve, check fraud cost banks, credit unions, and savings institutions an estimated $615 million in 1995. The National Retail Federation says merchants lose even more, over $1 billion a year. Judy Cook of the Minnesota Retail Merchants Association says high bounce check fees are an important weapon in the fight against bad checks.
It's designed for those individuals who just really don't think of this as a problem, to write a check and not have the money. They'll pay somebody back sometime. And if there's a high cost associated with that, they will definitely think twice before they do that.
But critics say the bounce check fee is far more effective at generating bank profits than preventing bad checks. The available research suggests the income from bounced check fees for banks alone is enough to cover the entire industry's losses from check fraud 11 times over. Janice Shields with the Institute for Business Research says industry surveys show raising the fees does not push down the incidence of check bouncing. Jordan Nash of the consumer group Minnesota Acorn says there's an obvious reason. Most people who bounce checks don't mean to. It's an accident.
And maybe there needs to be a disincentive. We're not saying that there shouldn't be any kind of fee. The problem is that in a lot of these cases, the penalty or the punishment doesn't fit the crime. People haven't necessarily done anything wrong, didn't do anything deliberately, and the price that they have to pay for that is enormous.